I have even gone so far as to suggest that maybe the first three words of the state constitution should be reconsidered, and those are "we the people," because it appears as if the people's will is not being given much weight. 75%, 3 out of 4 Floridians who voted in 2014 voted for an amendment which dedicates a portion of the state real estate tax to the acquisition of environmentally endangered lands or lands that will protect water supply. That's a continuation of a series of programs that goes back into the 1980s. The legislature for the last 3 years has basically ignored what the people have said, and this year they completely zeroed out any funding for land acquisition under the constitutional amendment, choosing to use the money that it designated for things like staff, salaries, trucks, and other non-acceptable uses of the land acquisition funds.
Senator, why do you think that is? With so many more people in the state, you figure there would be a much greater need to conserve land while it's still preservable.
I think it's a combination of there's a feeling in the legislature that maybe there's too much land already owned. There's a feeling in the legislature that there are other immediate priorities that are more important than purchasing natural lands. I think they're wrong on both fronts. And I hope that the legislature in 2018 will reevaluate, and the voters in 2018 will ask, do we want these same people to be representing us in the legislature?
Now, a group of environmental groups have already filed suit to force the state's hand to respect the will of the voters with Amendment 1. This is similar to what happened with the Fair Districts Amendment. It took a lawsuit and the courts to step in to force the legislature's hand. Do you anticipate the same situation happening with this?
I am very hopeful that the courts will decide, and will decide soon, that those uses are unconstitutional, thus freeing up additional funds that can and should be used for the intended purpose of protecting some of the most critical to the future of Florida lands in our state.
All in all, are you rather depressed by the situation we're seeing as far as environmental protection in this state?
Well, I'm an optimist, so I don't use the word depression, but I am very concerned that the legislature did not seem to appreciate how important it is to the future of Florida, whether it's the economic future, because so much of the reason that our state has experienced the economic and population growth it has is precisely because of our very special environment and climate. And they have put other, I think, almost trivial things ahead of what's really important. I hope that there will be a public outcry on this, and that the result of that will be that the legislature will reform itself, and beginning next year will give proper recognition to the will of the people, which is to save the natural Florida.
Senator Graham, thanks so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.